Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com. You know, it's a real sad thing that we're watching this betrayal of the Iranian future and the suffering of these young people in the hands of the mullahs. And it's not Ahmadinejad. It's all of the mullahs behind Ahmadinejad. They are the real culprits. And they are using their position to intimidate everybody. And it is real sad. And the Iranians are standing alone. They will get no help from anybody. And I get flashbacks to the Hungarian uprising when the poor Hungarians were led to believe that if they had a show of strength, that the United States would intervene on their behalf. And we did nothing. We sat and watched them get slaughtered, encouraging them to fight harder. And as a result, we had to take in Hungarian refugees after the Russians crushed them. And if you want to see what's going on in Iran, what you have to do is get a look at the Warsaw Polish uprising when the Germans are still occupied Warsaw and the Russians were at the gates of the city. And the Russians contacted the Polish underground and said, "Rise up, we're on the way in. We'll coordinate our efforts and we'll kill all the Germans." And so the Poles rose up and the Russians waited until the Germans killed the Poles. And then they went in and killed the Germans. And they killed two birds with one stone. And that's what happens. And last night I'm watching Valkyrie with Tom Cruise. And it happens to be a movie about the life of a Colonel Klaus von Stauffenberg, who was a devout Catholic, who could not stomach what was taking place in his country. And he got together with some other Germans to kill Hitler. But sadly, his coup d'etat failed. But Tom Cruise played a good role. And if you look at the Klaus von Stauffenberg that Tom Cruise played, you could see that there was nothing stand in his way. He was very dedicated, and one of the lines that impressed a lot of people in the movie was that he was not going to let the shame of Germany fall on his children's heads for what the Germans were doing. How's that? And he almost pulled it off. But now we have the Iranians, and they're in the same slot. They are going to be betrayed, infiltrated, and abandoned. And this president is going to bring us many dead. Before his term of office is over, the body count for Americans will be greatly increased. This president is going to bring death to America. And now we're moving missiles from Alaska that protects our northern border. We've shipped them to Hawaii. And every day, when you listen to one of these Pentagonians, the first thing they do with "I'm off the hook too" explanations is, we're spread too thin. This Gates is no Secretary of Defense. He is a college boy, and he is talking college talk. He is no Secretary of Defense. He's only been fortunate because of the deeds of other men who went before him, who are buying his time. And this guy is a disgrace. And I see tonight that the U.S. Navy, led by Admiral Lemon, is passing on orders to the ships in the Persian Gulf not to confront the Iranians, no matter what they do to you. We're going to be like the British Navy. We're going to get taken hostage, and we're all going to get Iranian carpet bags. Yeah. Admiral Lemon is a lemon. And the problem is the Pentagon is too big and has to be moved to the field. I'd close that place tomorrow. They couldn't even defend themselves on 911. I'd close it tomorrow. I'd send everybody to the field. I'd leave two guys to answer phones. So having said my piece, and don't forget, Hezbollah murdered 247 Marines in Beirut. They blew up the American embassy. These are Iranians, Iranian torturers. They tortured Buckley, the CIA chief, who they kidnapped in Beirut. They pistol whipped and shot in the back of the head a sailor, a Navy diver named Robert Stephan, and they threw his body out on the tarmac in Beirut Airport. These are the people that blew up the Al-Qabar Towers. These people have blood on their hands and dream of more blood. And here's our chance to inflict some heavy casualties in the name of freedom. And we're not doing it. And Lebanon will suffer. And Iraq will suffer because of this. We're in trouble. And I hate to tell you, but we have no intelligence whatsoever. We have no idea what's going on. But I'll tell you this, it's just a hunch. But I got a feeling, just before this soup was cooked on the voting fraud, that Obama was briefed and told that there was probably going to be some sort of demonstrations, and he made the decision not to get involved. And he already called the play before it began. And that's where he is now. And he's sticking to his guns while Iranian students are getting gunned down. While a girl in a white blouse standing in a demonstration gets picked off by a Basiji sniper and dies in her father's arms. They didn't shoot all the men in the crowd. They shot the woman. You think about that. That wasn't an accidental shot. That girl was shot dead on. How sad. How sad. It's a sad day for women in Iran. The lipstick revolution is in trouble. And unless the men start wearing lipstick too, we're all going to be in trouble. You're going to have to join. It's time to stand up for the women of Iran. So, if you don't stand now, like Ben Franklin said, if we don't hang together, surely we will all hang separately. And that's what's going to happen in Iran. These Ayatollahs, they haven't even dealt their heavy hand yet. But you wait and see what happens. And I wish the Iranian people God's power and strength. So let me give a tribute to Nader. And what a shame. What a shame when mad mullahs kill their own and hide behind the screen. And don't let the propaganda from Iran tell you that the CIA is spending all kinds of money to foment this revolution. The CIA can't get out of its own way. The FIB can't even protect mosques in the United States, and that's their primary goal. The State Department is too busy celebrating Gay Pride Month in the Iraq Embassy. Yeah, they're having gay pride parades in the Green Zone. Yeah, that's what we're doing. Don't worry about American interference, Ahmadinejad, because America is dead on its ass. The only good intelligence comes from Twitter. Twitter should be getting all of the budgets for the FBI, the CIA, the Pentagonians, the military intelligence, naval intelligence. All that money should be going to Twitter. They buried Nader today, and they wouldn't give her a public funeral. It was denied by the mad mullahs. I am going to try and find a good tribute song for Nader. They're saying in a talk show, I'm listening to Savage between the lines here, and he's got a guy on saying that Obama just cut $1.5 billion off the missile defense budget, and now he's borrowing missiles from Alaska to defend Hawaii. This is going to be great. This is going to be like, I could just see it though when it really gets hot. Yeah, and again, I'm going to tell you, every time you listen to these politicians, the first thing they tell you is we're spread too thin. We have to cut out fighting these wars because we're spread too thin. You know what I say? Bring back the draft. And then we can spread everybody all around. But here he's doing this like playing Go Fish. You got any missiles? Only in Alaska. I'll take them. You got any fours? Unbelievable. So, I don't know what we're going to do. We're all going to be in trouble. Oh, the big thing today that really got me was they've declared war on cigarettes. Do you know? Go back to the World War II movies. Go back to Bastogne. Go back to Anzio. Go back to Iwo Jima. No matter where you go, a GI's got a cigarette in his mouth. He got him with his sea rations. He was smoking Camels. Camels, they used to call them lung dusters. But you know what? They were men, and they lived like men, and they had a choice. And today, the government is thinking for you. But the best thing, the thing that really cracks me up, well, first off, they went after the cigarette companies because there was more money in suing them than it was to tax it. And then all the lawyers got involved, and didn't, what's his name, Pretty Boy Floyd, down there in the Carolinas, Senator Edwards, remember him, Senator Edwards? The last time he was seen in public, he was hiding under a car in a hotel parking garage. And somebody said, is that baby on the third floor yours? Yeah, here he is. He's lecturing, right? He's lecturing America on morals. And here he is. He's a Scaramouche. Scaramouche. He probably wears leotards. And big dancing shoes. Unbelievable. Why are we so naive? Why are we so gullible? A guy gets up and he says he's going to make things better, and they elect him president. And now he's quadrupled the debt that your children are going to have to pay. You know what? I bet you that in 2015, children are working in coal mines again. But they're only scrubbing. They're only scrubbing the coal. We don't let them get into the heavy stuff. So here they are, they go after cigarettes. So they took down the cigarette industry, and the cigarette industry still survived. They went after Philip Morris. They had Philip Morris doing handstands. And cigarettes is bad. But marijuana is good. Marijuana is good. And you know why marijuana is good? Because we haven't taxed it yet. But that's why we want to legalize it, so we can tax it. First, we'll hook all the kids. We'll take them off the Ritalin in the grammar schools, and then we'll put them on the marijuana. So we'll declare war on Ritalin. Yeah, give me a break. And you know what? The most dangerous place to be is within 2 blocks of a school. Did you ever notice it says, no, this is a drug-free zone, 2 blocks from the school? Pretty soon they'll be putting up, this is a terror-free zone, 2 blocks from the school. This is a gun-free zone, 2 blocks from the school. And everybody in the school is packing. We are a sick nation. We don't know what to do with ourselves. We got too many politicians. We got too many lawyers in Washington. We got too many book writers. We got too many billionaires. It's time we started to send mom and pop, give a guy that's unemployed a job in Washington. What's the matter? You lost your job? You want to be a senator? You got it. You know, Kuwait is such a small country. It's only got 2 million Kuwaitis. And I heard, and don't hold me to it, but like, and it's not true, but I sort of had the impression it was 4 to 1. 4 females to every male. But I don't think that's true. I think God really knows how to keep the numbers pretty even. But a Kuwaiti comes out of his house, and he's the ambassador to the Soviet Union. And the guy next door to him is the ambassador. They got so many political jobs, they don't have enough Kuwaitis to take them all. Unbelievable. They got future generations funds. And the price of oil, how's this? The price of oil went up $25 in 40 days. Right? And now, the Iranians are looking, before the election, the Iranians are looking and they're saying, you know, the price of oil is down. You know what we'll do? We'll move missiles down to the coastline. And that'll will rattle our saber, and that'll raise the price of oil. So now they got a semi-revolution on their hands. If the people can stay together, which they're not going, I think that these mullahs, they got it in the bag. They've been ready for this for a long time. But so now that the mini-revolution is taking place, the price of oil is supposed to go through the roof. What's the Merchant of Venice? Shylocks. All the Shylocks are rubbing their cloven hoofs together and shooting for $150 a barrel. It's a sad day. And it's even sadder that we're not doing anything to help these young kids. Because Lebanon has the same problem. And wherever Hezbollah is, people die. And the best thing you can do is do a recall and have Hezbollah go back to Iran. Get him out of Iraq, get him out of Iran, get him out of Lebanon, get him into Iran. And then give him a real revolution to fight. And I heard last night on one of the reports that what the Basiji, that's the Iranian Gestapo, what they were doing as they ran into the crowds, they were cutting them with razors, which is a smart tactic. You know, if you give a guy a bruise, he can still stand up. But if you cut him with a razor and he's bleeding, he's got to go to the hospital. He's got to put a tourniquet on and he's got to get it taken care of. So you can see how evil these people are. And this, you gotta give the students credit. They've got guts, absolute guts. And the women have more guts than the Republican Guard. I don't know if they call it the Republican Guard, but you gotta give the women a lot of credit. And I heard tonight that the Prime Minister of France wants a burqas outlawed. He considers it to be a form of slavery. And he's right. A woman shouldn't have to wear a burqa. I told you the story about one of the hottest days in August last year. I was visiting somebody in the hospital, and a guy was going into the emergency room, and he was walking, and he was of Arab descent, and he was wearing a short sleeve shirt, a pair of dungarees and sandals, and traipsing behind him was his wife, who was wearing a winter wool overcoat covered from head to toe. And she was probably the one that they were taking to the emergency room. And she was walking behind him on a hot summer day. And the coat was black. You think about that. You think about that. Let me give another tribute to Nader. And this one, this song that I've selected in honor of Nader is a song about a man who has finally met the love of his life, and he is going to be with her for the rest of his life and their lives. And Nader never got that chance. The people that were out in the streets were not celebrating a wedding. They were celebrating a robbery. They were protesting a robbery of their country. And Nader paid the ultimate price. And her father will never give her hand in marriage. So, I dedicate this song because maybe in paradise she will meet the man of her dreams.
Life's only over.
went to a barbecue Saturday, and it's the first time I've seen some of the people since their kids were little. And now everybody's grown up, and we all have sagging flesh. But most of these people that I were with, that I was with, are very liberal, very liberal. And as a matter of fact, I had to disguise myself. I went underground. I changed my handle from the American fundamentalist to a compassionate liberal. Remember Bush passed himself off as a compassionate conservative? One of the biggest mistakes Bush made upon taking office? He should have fired anybody that had anything to do with Clinton. The first guy that should have went was George Tenet. Anybody who had anything to do with Bill Clinton should have been fired. Now, when Clinton came into office, he got rid of about, what, 100 and somewhat attorney generals? And Bush got rid of seven, and they wanted to impeach him. What Bush should have done is said, "I'm starting a clean slate." He should have fired everybody. He should have got rid of all the attorney generals. Definitely, he should have got rid of George Tenet. The slam dunk man turned Bush into John the Baptist, and George Tenet was Salome. And the saddest thing was abandoning Donald Rumsfeld. And I heard a lot of people accuse Donald Rumsfeld of losing the war in Iraq. But nobody ever gave me a list of particulars. Not one person who accused Donald Rumsfeld of doing a bad job ever had one item on a list that he didn't do right. I never heard it. I listened for it. I never heard it. And I have to tell you, if a pitcher pitches a seventh innings of a baseball game, and somebody is relieved in the seventh inning, he gets the win for the game. If the team wins, he gets that win. So I don't fault Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld came with three generations of experience. He was a trainer of aviation pilots. I think it was Navy Aviation. All right, he ran his own business. "Oh, he made a lot of money. He made money." Yeah, that's what happens when you go into business, schmuck. "Oh, well, he lost money. Oh, he's a good man. We'll make him a Democrat." Yeah, unbelievable. Tell me how the president of the United States, ex-president, President Pinocchio Pants, accumulates wealth reported to the IRS of $107, $109 million. Okay? That doesn't count. What he has in his caves. Tell me how he never had a job. He made $107 million in government. How did he do that? Well, he wrote a book. He wrote a book. Yeah. He wrote a book. How about he sold out his country? How about he went to Abu Dhabi or Dubai and denounced the United States for 450 grand in an honorarium? How about he went to Saudi Arabia and he complained that they were only paying him 350 grand when the Emiratis were paying him 450? Ah, yeah. Huh? How does he go? How does he all of a sudden everybody in India loves Bush? India, the most corrupt government in the world. You can't fart without paying a bribe. Yeah, everybody's got 5% on whatever's going on. Even the guy that opens the door, put in 5 for me. Unbelievable. When I went to the Middle East, I saw a lot of bribery. But you know what? It's peanuts compared to what's going on in Washington, D.C. Absolute peanuts. But I'm digressing. What did I? Oh, so I went to this party, and our kids were small, their kids were small. And all of a sudden, I'm hearing conversations like a woman with two kids, and she's saying her husband is being transferred from one prison to another prison because he has a violent nature. And I'm looking at two little kids. And then I hear about a lawyer that's just been disbarred he got railroaded. He misappropriated money, but it wasn't his fault. And then I hear a woman saying her and her husband are in rehab, not for themselves, but because their kid won't go. And I said to, and I this is the one that got me. He's in there with common criminals. And how old is your child? He's 30 years old. And he's got a drug problem. Oh. And I remember the kid. I remember him and his brother playing at the beach. Innocent lambs. And now the lambs have turned out to be a rams, and they've been ramrodded. Drugs suck. If you think you can beat drugs, go ahead and do them. I guarantee you, you will fall. So what happened? Dad and Mom smoked weed, and when it became Junior's turn, oh, well, we did it. You know, we were wild and crazy. Oh, so Junior's just going through his thing. Well, Junior got caught with cocaine in his car, and it was only a trace, but it was enough to put him in jail. Yeah, well, you know, he shouldn't be in there with murderers and common criminals. Or what do you think most of the murderers and common criminals are? They're all in the drug business. They all got started on drugs. Who do you think murders people? Guys who need a fix. Guys who need drug money. Guys who don't want no witnesses. Give me a break. Even liberalism, like Savage says, is a mental disorder. It truly is. These people cannot face reality. Being a liberal is being never to have to face reality. Oh, this guy's just hijacking a plane. I'm sure I can reason with him. We don't have to. Look what they did. They sent the guys to Bermuda. They sent four terrorists to Bermuda, and the British government's all upset. And they said, I say, old chap, you're sending terrorists here. Terrorists? No, tourists. These are bloody terrorists. And now they're going to send them to the poor Catholic people in Palau. The little Palauans are going to be overrun by Muslims. There'll be a mosque going up there, and everybody. Oh, I got to read this one to you. This will crack you up. And everybody will be paying zakat. Hang in there. Let me find this article because it got me today. Yeah, everywhere the monkey goes, a pop goes the weasel, and that's what we should be doing with Hezbollah. If Hezbollah's in Lebanon, we should be in Lebanon to show the Lebanese people that Hezbollah freedom is no freedom at all. And wherever they are, we should be the countermanding force, and we should be preaching to the choir. Here's the excerpt that I was that I received from this this Middle East watch group. And here's how the headline reads. Al-Qaeda leader in Afghanistan, Mustafa Abu al-Yazid, talks about using Pakistani nuclear weapons against the U.S. And he's offering Americans a peace plan. Either convert to Islam or else be ruled by Islam and pay the poll tax to the Muslims. How's that? I wonder if we took a poll in the United States and asked, should we be paying a poll tax if we do not convert to Islam? What the poll would show. Who should we give that poll to? Estasha and Wanda? Yeah, give me a break. We will close our show tonight with another tribute song to Neda. And the young Iranians who have tasted freedom and want more. Also, at that barbecue, it was fess-up time, and one of the guests said, I voted for Obama, but now I'm having a second thoughts. A little late for second thoughts. What's that saying? Vote in haste, repent in slavery? Well, he's a good speaker, you know. Yeah. I like the way he says, I now pronounce you man and man. Say a little prayer for Nada and her family. I know she's only one, and she's an Iranian. Why should we care when we have our own people being butchered in the streets of New York? And the mayor is telling us crime is down. Yeah, crime is down because everybody's dead. But for Nada, Nada is special. Nada is the symbol of liberty. She should, they should make a statue of Nada and put it on the dome of the White House.
When first I saw the love light in your eyes, I thought the world held naught but joy for me. And even though we've drifted far apart, but what I dreamed of thee. I love you as I've never loved before, since first I saw you on the village green. Come to me, hear my dreams of love are o'er. I loved you as I loved you.
Got 4 minutes left. I'll give you another tune for Nada. His name in this tune is A Blossom Fell, and that's what happened to Nada. A Blossom Fell. And the lyrics of this tune, it's about a man who was lied to, and we'll just change that to a country that was lied to and had their true vote stolen from them by thieves.
A blossom fell from off a tree. It settled softly on the lips you turned to me. The gypsy say, and I know why. A falling blossom only touches lips that lie. A blossom fell, and very soon I saw you kissing someone new beneath the moon. I thought you loved me. You said you loved me. We planned together to dream forever. The dream has ended, for true love died the night a blossom fell and touched two lips that lied. A blossom fell, and very soon I saw you kissing someone new beneath the moon. I thought you loved me. You said you loved me. We planned together to dream forever. The dream has ended, for true love died the night a blossom fell and touched two lips that lied. Thank you. smile. A certain face can lead an unsuspecting heart on a merry chase. A fleeting glance can say so many lovely things. Suddenly you know why my heart sings. You love a while, and when love goes, you try to hide the tears inside with a cheerful pose. But in the hush of night, exactly like a bittersweet refrain, comes that certain smile to haunt your heart again. That certain smile to hide.